Okay, so what is the law of attraction? The law of attraction, you have probably heard. What is the law of attraction? You've probably heard the law of attraction is the force that turns thoughts into things. So, what is the law of attraction? The law of attraction is a principle of the universe that states like attracts like, or like minds attract like minds, or like energy attracts like energy, or like frequencies attach, or like frequencies attract like frequencies. So, what is a frequency? You've probably heard the saying, turn thoughts into things. A thought is a frequency, it's an energy wave broadcasted from the mind. So, what are thoughts? Thoughts are abstract nouns. And what are things? Things are concrete nouns. So, what does Grammar 101 have to do with the law of attraction? Well, what did we learn in Grammar 101? We learned about nouns and we learned about verbs. So, in this universe, we are governed by nouns and verbs. However, nouns cannot move on their own. So they need a verb, they need an action applied to it in order to produce some kind of a result or a change. The law of inertia states that if an object is at rest or in motion, it will stay at rest or in motion unless acted upon by an external force. So when we talk about the law of attraction and attracting things into our lives, we have to understand that things are nouns and they don't move on their own. So, to attract things into our life, those things have to have an action applied to them in some way, or they will remain in the law of inertia. The same thing is true with abstract nouns. The law of attraction, because an abstract noun is an idea, then a person that has a lot of ideas will stay in that state of attracting more ideas. Because even though we are taught to focus our mind and visualize for what we want and to feel the outcome. If the mind stays in an idea state, the law of attraction will only attract more ideas. Do you see how that works? So, the law of attraction is really about taking an abstract idea or an abstract noun and turning that into a thing or concrete noun. And the only way to do that is to use a verb to apply action to the noun. And that's what Grammar 101 has to do with the law of attraction. So, if you really want to attract those things that you desire and that state of mind of who you want to become, then you must vibrate at the frequency of that person that you would be in that state of success that you envision. In order to attract those objects into your life, there has to be an action applied to acquiring those objects. And that action is metamorphosis. That action is transformation. To be able to take an abstract idea and turn that into a concrete thing, to take an abstract noun and turn that into a concrete noun, that's turning thoughts into things. And what is in between is the process of transformation and metamorphosis and change. The power of the law of attraction allows you to be the one changing your life. You can't control, you know, we can't control these pandemics. However, we can control our response to a crisis. We can turn that into an opportunity. Many times, the negative allows the mind to focus. So right now, everyone's on lockdown, and everyone has all this time to focus. Now, what are they focused on? Distractions, watching Netflix, watching the news, feeling fear every moment of the day. If the law of attraction is applied in these situations without having the awareness, then the emotions are going to be, the strongest emotions are going to be projected out into the universe like an antenna, because your body and your mind is an antenna. It's a receiver of energy. We are energetic beings. That's why when you get sunshine, that creates a transformation in your body that produces vitamin D. So if you're working from home, or you want to work from home, and you're on lockdown and you're wondering what to do with your time, first thing you want to do in the morning is get some vitamin D. Get the sunshine on your face and connect with the energy of the universe, because we're all part of an ecosystem. And when that energy is flowing, we all are creating harmony and synergy, which is an abundance of energy. And when there's conflict and disharmony, there's fear, there's lower frequencies, there's survival mode. And in order to thrive on this planet, you have to become in tune with your purpose in life. What is your true purpose? And that's what we want to discover at the Energy Center and through the programs that we are putting together. So I highly recommend to sign up today for the 40 Days to Abundance, because that program for 40 days is going to magnify your focus, and it will allow you to take negative emotions like fear and transmute that energy into action and power, so that you can empower your life, you can empower your purpose. But if you're distracted, your mind is stuck in a fear-based mode, then you're going to attract situations that will force you to face your fears. And if you face your fears, you will grow. You will become strong, stronger, because you're strong now. Anyone in 2020 right now that's alive in 2020, this is the greatest time to be alive. You're seeing transformation in the world like you've never seen before. And although it might seem dark and confusing, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you are the light. If everything around you is dark, then maybe you are the light. Can we see the stars at night without darkness? It's the darkness that allows the stars to have definition and to twinkle in the sky at night. And that is what our clarity is in 2020. That is what you can become. You can have the discernment in 2020 of crystal clear vision. So if you want to magnify your focus for 40 days, I invite you to participate in the 40 Days to Abundance program. And you're going to gain the tools and the tips and technologies to transform your life, to transform your thoughts and your ideas into action, into momentum, into a new vision unfolding in your life. So this is an exciting time. And the more that you focus on positive frequencies and being able to face fears and to transmute fear into empowerment, then your immune system is going to become stronger. And your body already has everything it needs to know in order to fight off any kind of invasion. So your job is to just allow your body to do what it does best while you focus on your purpose in life, your true purpose in life, and using this opportunity right now that you have all this time available to improve yourself, to improve your clarity and your vision, and to create a powerful transformation over the next 40 days. So the more people that join the 40 Days to Abundance, the greater the energy that we will collectively have to empower the planet and change the frequency and to transmute the frequency into a positive frequency. That's the goal. So let's have a common focus, and that way Napoleon Hill defined a mastermind as two or more people that are aligned on a definite purpose and share a definite purpose and a focus. So the way to create synergy in your life is to create a mastermind of people around you, right? So that is what we are doing at the Energy Center, and you are the Energy Center. You are the center of energy, and you are the center of love the universe adores. Thank you for listening, and make sure to sign up for the 40 Days to Abundance. I will talk to you soon. Thank you.